Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Focus your life direction by your desired destination. Last Friday was St. Patrick's Day, and given that three out of the four branches of my family roots have Irish connections, I celebrate St. Patrick's Day quietly but consistently. But that's not the main reason I remember St. Patrick's Day. There was a fellow who lived 1,600 years ago, born in the land of England, spent some time in Scotland. There were some marauders, there were some kidnappers that were moving along the course, and they picked up this little boy and they forced him, made him a captive, a slave. And on that boat, they took him to the land of Ireland and forced him to work with the pigs and some sheep. He got to be a teenager and he could slip away. He escaped. He escaped and went back home, thinking that's where he should be. But along the way, he was transformed by the grace of Christ. And God spoke to his heart and said, "Patrick, this is not where you're to stay. But you're to go back to the same land among the same people with the same story that changed you so they could be changed also." And so, to the surprise of everyone back in his native home, he boarded a ship and voluntarily went back and took the gospel to people who only knew how to dominate others by forcing them to slaves. He took the gospel to them, and through the course of his life ministry across the land of Ireland, many people came to make a commitment to Christ. That's the Patrick behind St. Patrick's Day. And he penned a prayer. He lived a prayer that he had penned. It's a prayer that we too may pray with our lives as we seek to focus our life destination, our life journey by our desired destination. For Patrick prayed, "Christ within me and Christ with me. Christ behind me and Christ before me. Christ beside me and Christ beneath me. Christ above me. Christ to win me, Christ in chaos and Christ in peace, Christ in the mouth of my friends and family, Christ in the mouth of strangers." That his focus was on the Christ that stirred within him a courage that sustained him for a lifetime with a mission of a life purpose that is still talked about 1,600 years later. What is your life focus? And is your life focus connected to your desired destination? For that's where we find our freedom. And the joy of that is God gives us a spiritual vision. Now, as Debbie described in her own physical vision, she didn't see 2020, and I don't see 2020. And when some of you say, "Pastor Les, you're looking good today," I think some of you aren't seeing 2020. So a spiritual vision that we can develop, a 2020 spiritual vision, is being able to see the prize and the pathway and the purpose that leads us away from destruction and into eternal life. You've noticed that when you arrive at a desired destination, there are many places you don't go. You choose not to go there in order to go to the one place which you choose to arrive, your focused destination. I'm grateful that whether you put it in your GPS or it's by memory, you came to 319 East Mulberry Avenue this morning so that we can have the destination and God's destiny for our life to let his gospel message stir among us in song and prayer and testimony and the people with whom we worship and the message that God may take us farther in the journey of where he wants our life to be. Focus, then, is essential. The focus that brings that kind of clarity. As a hiker, I noticed that focus is important to see that destination. That Jesus transforms a life vision, enabling us to see what we cannot see without being in a relationship with him. You know, every morning I either put on my glasses or I put on my contact lens. Not just so for I can see one thing, but by having put on corrected lens, I can see everything more clearly. Which is akin to when C.S. Lewis said, he believes in the sun 93 million miles away, not just because he can see the sun, but because of the sun, he can see everything else more clearly. And so it is the S-O-N enables us to be in a living relationship with him through faith eyes, to be able to see most clearly everything else in our life and in our world. How is your vision? Is your vision have the corrected lens of the grace of Christ, the transforming presence of his being present within you, and a faith to be able to see most clearly? All that is valued or matter, Jesus got at this. He spoke of it frequently, and when he said, you know, there's a pearl of great price as a merchant who traveled far away, but when he saw that one pearl, he knew what it was, and he sold all that he had to bring that pearl into his business. There was a person who could see that in a field there was a treasure. He had eyes that were trained to see such a thing, and so he sold all he had to buy that field. Jesus speaking the language of the business world. When John spoke to us in his testimony this morning, he was speaking as a follower of Christ, as a business person whose life was lost, but it could be found. And he followed the light focus in order to find his place to come into the sanctuary during the night. There was a light enough to shine upon a bulletin that had just the words that he needed, like God's desired destiny of his destination. To know that, John, you have a way home. This morning, Christ wants you to know that you have a way not only to come to him, that he is the destination of your life relationship, that will send you out on the rest of your life mission to accomplish a purpose so that when the end time comes, you will know that you have done it well. Yesterday, I called a friend's family from a different, distant place. He died yesterday, and I thank the family for what he had meant to me, that his life mission, his life journey as a CPA with a chronic Crohn's disease had come to an end on this earth, but his life was not defined by a disease, though chronic. It was defined by the destination of knowing that he had a freedom in Christ in his business world, his family life, wherever he went. I pray that that's the vision that you have working in your life now. Maybe God wants to do an update with your vision in today's worship experience. Maybe it's the beginning relationship to say, yes, I am stepping into this, accepting and believing and committing my life to the one who will hold me together for all eternity, your life with Christ. Now, we get busy in life, don't we? And in busy in life, sometimes we don't see everything there is to see, but because we can have the eyes of faith, Christ can always bring it into our clarity. There was an experiment that the Washington Post newspaper ran. They hooked it up with maybe the world's best violinist, Josh Bell. There in a subway station in the heart of our nation's capital, Josh Bell was playing the violin, not just any violin, but as you see this film clip now, you will see that it's a Stradivarius. A Stradivarius that as he's playing this, how do people respond? Well, he didn't look like the Josh Bell that people knew. I mean, he had a Washington Nationals baseball cap on. He was in his jeans. He had kind of a t-shirt, long sleeve on. And he was in the concert hall where people would pay hundreds of dollars for a ticket, $1,000 to have a good front seat. He was just a guy maybe getting some extra bucks playing a violin. But there were a few people. in the midst of their hurried lives, recognized they were hearing something. Maybe it was the classical piece that he was playing. Maybe it was the remarkable violin. Maybe it was the joy by which he played his instrument, but something was catching their imagination. The Washington Post watched this for 20 minutes as he played, and they said not one child went by without stopping. Some children tried to get their parents to stay longer, and the mother or father would say, we gotta go. Some people had major presentations to make at our nation's capital, and they needed to get on there, but a couple of them we interviewed later said, I knew I was hearing someone unique. A few people stayed and listened off to the side. And finally, at the end, there was a woman that kind of stood back, kind of proud of herself. When he finished, she said, "You're Josh Bell, aren't you? I heard you the other night." And the curiosity was, what would happen if the best, playing the best music on the best instrument of the best violinist, how would people respond in their daily life? Well, we multiply this story over so many times. We make it an exponential kind of application of Christ coming as God himself into our world, walking among us, and some people getting it and some people saying, "I understand. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on me. May I follow you. May I be a part of your movement." And many along the way saying, "It's not convenient. It was really curious. It was kind of fun. It was fascinating for a moment when I heard you and I saw you. But it's not convenient what you're asking us to do. You're asking us to follow you in every area of our life. You're not just asking us to follow you for a day or for a week, but for all time. You're wanting me to follow you with my business life, my personal life. You're wanting me to follow you in my financial life and with my talents and my everything? Really? I don't know if I can do that." And Jesus said, "If you will do that, if you will come and follow me, you will find yourself on a narrow pathway. Not narrow because other people can't get on the pathway, not because there's not room for everyone, but because most people will choose that it costs them too much to find their life focused by a desired destination of having their life to be filled with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, this fruit of the Spirit." So that's what we all really hunger for. But too many are trying to find it in their own flesh, in their own power, in their own way. And we would say today, not willing to do what John did, come back and to say, "Without you, I am lost. But through you, I see everything that is of value within the world." As a hiker, I keep my destination in mind. As a disciple, I do the same, like you, daily to remember that Jesus calls us, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of people." Just before he began the Sermon on the Mount, that's how he was calling people, and he was giving them the message of what it meant to be made by him. Come and follow. I know that when I'm hiking on a trail much more demanding than what I can do on my own, I make sure I'm with somebody who can get me to the end, like my son Ryan on the Manitou Incline, or like with Rachel or Stephen in the Negev Desert in south of Israel, going up the snake path of Masada. The sense of knowing that when we're on this trail, this pathway, it creates a focus for us, and by remembering where we're going to end up, it keeps us connected for the hard work of putting one step in front of the next step all along the way. So three takeaways from this. One is to focus. Focus on your purpose. That's what Patrick did. He realized when he was back home safe in England and the tad of Scotland, safe away from his captors, he was captured by the love of God in his life and a call upon his life to be a change maker in a lost world. His purpose then gave him his direction. Focus on a purpose, putting one foot in front of the other. You see a picture here of Delvin. Delvin is a fun guy. Just saw him this past week because he was coming back to a work assignment. For a year and a half, I'd been praying for Delvin, keeping some touch with him. He had had abdominal cancer, removed a part of his liver, they removed part of his colon, and another part, another organ in his body to remove that cancer. I said, Delvin, what did you learn? He said, I learned faith makes the difference. I learned the prayers of people who love you and lift you up are effective. I learned that I learned to love my family in a whole new way. I learned that it is fun to go to work, because otherwise I'd be dead. Jesus said, otherwise we go to destruction. Otherwise, we not only lose our way, but if we don't get refound on the right way, like travelers on a journey, then we end in a place of destruction. And so this word of Faith Hill, the entertainer, said, oh, my Christian faith has made all that difference, that when she went to Nashville, as she said in first person, I went to Nashville trying to break it through, and I was overwhelmed, and at time I almost lost my life. But it was that prayers and that faith in a Christ that saw me through. We now know her as a mega star. It was the sense of that foundational faith helping her to get to the next place, finding your focus of where you are. Secondly, to be able to know that if there's a purpose that's at work within our life, to be able to stay on course. Because when we find our focus, focusing on a purpose, we have a course to take. It's following in Christ, and Christ and the commitments that we make from our life. We avoid then the distractions by daily staying headed towards that destination. When you wake up in the morning, tomorrow morning, Monday morning, I pray that you'll simply pray a prayer. Lord, lead me today. I will follow you. I have my appointments. Guide me through my appointments. There'll be surprises. My destination is following you. I'll be obedient with you. The brother of Jesus, James, in writing the epistle in the New Testament, put it this way in James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says. Actually, that's where the joy is. The sense of the obedience of being able to hear and then to be able to do. That you then are that practitioner. You're the one who has the power of the faith to be able to ask, seek, and knock. That's what Jesus had said early in the Sermon on the Mount. Be able to ask and you'll receive, seek and you will find, knock. And what happens when you knock? The door will be open to you. It is a sense about being able to stay on course. Sometimes we say, God, where are you? And we blame God where our life is, only to find out that God is with us, but he is still calling us back to the trail that we had left and trying to get us back to where we need to be. So stay alert, thirdly, keep alert. Because along life's journey, there are dangers and opportunities that can show up anywhere along the way. Some of you may be saying, I thought growing old would take longer than it's taking. It just happens so quickly. We get there so quickly. Some of y'all are watching the Arnold Palmer golf tournament, and did you catch this by Smalley Kaufman? It was on St. Patrick's Day. He was out there on the golf course, and he was moving along right on his destination to be able to hit a follow-up shot. And as he was walking there was a gator. He almost stepped into the mouth of the alligator. He waved his caddy off, and sometimes life will come at us that way. Something dangerous will show up right in the midst of a normal day. Our capacity to have the eyes to recognize the danger, but also to see the opportunity, not to hide, but to engage what the day will bring when you drive home today. You know there can be danger on the road, and yet you have the courage to either trust the person who's driving, or to get behind the wheel, that you'll be able to handle whatever danger will come your way. And so it is in following Christ, we find the best place to be is with him. So my way of summarizing that verse is to be able to focus. It's like Jesus was saying to us, focus, enter through the narrow gate. You then will be able to avoid the way to destruction, and most people will choose differently than you. But stay on the narrow way, and you will find the life. Now, this is not a narrow way, oh, look at me, I have found the way. This is, oh, I am on the way by the grace of Christ. And because I'm on the way in the grace of Christ, I want everyone in their lives to be able to know this grace so that we will share in the way together. And what he promises is that across our life, it will be lived the very best as we are with him. And that when our time on earth comes to an end, there won't be a surprise destination. He will be there to greet us and say, welcome home. You saw the light of heaven and you followed, and here I am. Welcome home. Focus your life journey by your desired destination. Let's pray. We are grateful to you now. As we come to a destination moment within this worship, we've had them along the way, but now is an additional way by which we can update our commitment to you, not only listening, but interacting and saying, Lord, here, I fully give myself to you. In Christ, amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.